talking of silence speaks, sometimes you're reminded of old incidents with Baba by others who were there at the time, who were at then children, but now are grown up. And that is Max Haffliger's daughter, Monica, who was in the States, was married, children. She had come some years ago. Wonderful, wonderful girl. So much warmth and love about her. I mean, they're a lovely family. So, but then Max and Gisela Haffliger's children were in Locarno when we were there in Switzerland with Baba in 1952, after the accident when we were there. Now, Baba had given me silence from the time we left the States till we came to India, except that I could talk to him or in it, but not. So Monica remembers Baba and me conversing at a distance. Baba was there in the cottage and I was here. And I think Baba was upstairs. I was down. But she says, Baba was telling me in gestures something and I was doing the same thing in gestures. Not ABCD. In gestures, you know. And as a child, that has impressed her so much. She says she remembers so vividly this silent conversation that was so natural, so fluid, so effortless. And when somebody said, I said, yeah, now that she's Anita Reyard from France, just in a letter came 2 days ago, and she says, I remember most because we'd been together in Cannes, in France in 1936, and we were together in Paris. You know, Anita was all the time with us then. She said, I remember most, she was talking about our time with Baba. I remember most your entertaining Baba with an impersonation of an Indian trying to sell a camel. Now, that had completely gone from my mind. You see, because we didn't have these moments, we didn't have moments with Baba, we had a whole life with Baba. We didn't have a few days with Baba, we didn't have a few months with Baba, or a few weeks. Then those that had a limited period of time being Baba, they of course absorbed and everything, but when they went back, these were like slides that they remember so clearly, every moment. But ours was immeasurable, you know. A week went into week, months into year into year. It rolled by like the ocean. So there is no milestone, landmark in which you can look back and remember. But sometimes you see it jotted down in some notebook or somebody talks about, yeah, that's right. And then you remember. So now I hear there's a kind of injection that's coming out. Scientists are now inventing an injection. And when you take that injection, you remember everything of the past. And as my past is so, every moment so precious, I wouldn't mind being injected. So if you hear anything about it,
all you have to do is contact the CIA, my
dear. Huh?
All you have to do is contact the CIA.
Really? Oh, Baba, they would do nothing. The only way to stop talking is to leave, because it just goes on. It's like Baba's infinite, his shadow is infinite, his stories are infinite, his memories are infinite. Baba makes the stories, and we tell them, but it's endless. And I hear some Jay Baba.
Those who'd like to meet Mary, she'll be going in at 1 o'clock. So this would be a good time also to meet her if you'd like.